Blog Talk Radio.
Well, and if you miss me from singing,
sing it,
and you can't find me nowhere,
glory,
come on up to glory,
glory,
I'll be singing up there,
I'll be singing up there.
Yes, me nowhere.
Glory.
Come on up to glory.
Glory.
I'll be praising up there.
I'll be praising up there.
Hey, the same as this other day, Lord. Going to heaven.
Over yonder.
Over on the other shore.
Over on the other shore.
Way over yonder. Find me nowhere.
Glory.
Come on up to glory.
Glory.
I'll be singing up there.
I'll be singing up there.
Right here. I hope the Lord is a breeze.
Welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement, and I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is indeed your first time being here with us, please know that you are our honored guest, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Church of Christ at Redan Road, located in Lithonia, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. This Tuesday's Words of Encouragement will be presented by Brother Patrick Medlock. We ask you all to please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Medlock, you are on the air.
Thank you, Danielle, and I bring you greetings from the Spring Hill Road Church of Christ in Tallahassee, Florida, where it all comes together spiritually. Thank you, Danielle, for what you do every single day. Thank you, Brother Bradshaw, for continuing to support, to share this platform with me. and with others. And thank each and every one of you, each of you who have joined me on the Facebook simulcast of this particular session. We appreciate you for tuning in and for your various comments. We appreciate each of you who have called the telephone number for the Blog Talk Radio broadcast, or many of you who may be listening or may eventually consult www.blogtalkradio.com/grace-nurture in order to listen to the audio of this in archived fashion. We appreciate every single one of you, and none of you are being taken for granted, either by me or the Rydan Road or congregation. And again, just thank you all for being here. If you can push number one on your telephones, if you can already go to your comment bubble on Facebook, please put the names of the parents who raised you. And if they've passed, then you can put in parentheses the year that they passed. Some of you may be adding a foster parent. Some of you may be adding a grandparent that really did the deed more than your actual biological parents. So you may have all kinds of different scenarios, but put in the chat box and be prepared by pushing one on your telephone to just very briefly share with me, here are the names of my parents, and one statement, just one sentence that said how grateful you were that they raised you. Because as I give this latest installment of Gratitude Tuesday, this is episode number 10, that I'd like to remind us of the words that Moses originally said in Exodus chapter 20, and then he repeated it in Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 16, where the Bible says, honor your father and your mother, as the Lord your God has commanded you, that your days may be prolonged and that it may go well with you on the land which the Lord your God gives you. The word honor in the Old Testament gives across the connotation of that which is heavy, that which might be prioritized. The idea in the Old Testament gives off the idea of that which has gravity, that which has a priority, that which needs to be honored just because of what and who they are. And so in the sense that it's being used in that sense, it's referring in the New Testament to parents mostly. You'll see these two references in Exodus chapter 20 and verse number 12, Exodus 20, and I believe it's verse number 13. You'll see it in Deuteronomy chapter 5, excuse me, and verse number 16. You'll see it in Matthew 15, and you'll also see it in Ephesians chapter 6. All of these are places where the reference to honoring your father and your mother is in place, and I thought it would be good considering that we're talking 23 days since Mother's Day, 19 days till Father's Day. I'm right in this nice sweet spot between Mother's Day and Father's Day to just say, let's make sure that we give the proper accolades to any and all of them. And the idea, again, of my defining honor as it's used appropriately and similarly both in the Old Testament and in the New Testament is to say we need to prioritize financially and socially and spiritually and emotionally and otherwise honoring our parents. And I'll say to you, it is extremely important, ladies and gentlemen and brothers and sisters, that we're able to hone in on this principle and apply it in the very, very best of ways. So I'm not sure if various ones have actually pushed one on their telephones. Danielle, you can let me know some way if indeed that has been the case. I'll acknowledge some of the people who have mentioned their mothers and their fathers on the Facebook chat, and then I'll pivot here in a moment to see if someone has pushed one on their telephone. Frankie, who continues to be faithful to this program, says that her father's name was Eddie Brookins. Her mother's name was Leola Brookins. Eddie passed in 1987. Leola passed in 2012. And Danielle, I see your own notation is that you are giving accolades to Wanda Kurse, and by way of friend, the best friend, Roosevelt and Sarah Johnson's the grandmother, Louise Brown, which passed. And so all of these individuals, as they play roles in our lives, we should be oh so thankful. Arthur Owens and Rosa Lee Baker were the ones that Shirley Owens is grateful for. Arthur passed in 1997, and I was a part of the service where Rosa Lee was conducted in the homegoing in 2015. And so we are so thankful and grateful for that. I actually am grateful to my parents, Leroy Medlock. Leroy died in 2000. My mother is still going strong. She is probably in the next day or so leaving my sisters in Atlanta, heading back to Detroit. And she just celebrated her 78th birthday. And so we're thankful for them. I'm seeing that Christina, how you doing, Christina? It's her mother, Myra, is still living, and her father, Donnie. And I believe if I've done my research right, Donnie passed in 2019. I did kind of know that based on some of the conversations I had recently. So definitely, let's definitely make sure that we're showing the honor that we can for the people that raised us. Anybody on the phone? Did it. I see one other person, Debbie Wyatt Carson, is saying my parents both have passed. But then I know that Debbie is still very, very grateful for what they provided to you. Anybody on the phone by chance? Danielle?
Yes, we have several. 6246.
Okay. Yes, this is Brother McFall. Both my parents passed, but I really appreciate my mom for everything, because without my mom, I would not have known of God. She passed in 2018, June, to be precise, close to Father's Day. So, yes, I really appreciate my mom.
Thank you.
And her name is Thomasina McFall.
Okay, 6635.
Good morning. This is Brenda from Detroit, and I'm eternally grateful to my parents, my mother, Irene, and dad, Walter Bogarty. They've both gone on to glory in 81 and 96, and they taught us to first and foremost to worship and honor God, the value of loving and supporting your family, and the benefits of education. And we've tried to pass that on to our kids and grandkids, and now the fourth generation.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, 1340.
Good morning. This is Sister Carol Walker. My dad, James Walker, died in 1968. I was three. But the love and honor that is due came from his family, my grandparents, and my aunt. And my mom is still here, has some dementia going on, but she's still here. She remembers some things, but not everything. And she is Sheila Arrington. And her husband, my stepdad, since I was been about 14, Ronald, is her caregiver. So I love and honor them both. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was the last one for the Medlock.
Wonderful. Let me give you just in the 30 seconds or so that we may have left, you know, just a couple of things that you want to do to honor your parents. Tell your parents you love them. Make sure that you show verbally, and, you know, some people are touchy and some people are not touchy. Regardless, man, it's okay to just say, even if you're not touchy, I'm going to hug your mommy. I'm going to hug your daddy. Knowing that, as you can see, they aren't always going to be here. We got people that, you know, were recently passed, 2019. Then we have others who've been gone since 1967, and you never know if God is going to call their name. Tell them that you love them today. Research your family history with your parents while they're living, and let them know that you're prioritizing the legacy that they are a part of and the legacy that they've left with you. Make sure that you ask them simple things about how your day went, and you may even get point response if you ask about a specific thing you know that's stressing them. And then make sure that you're honoring your parents by talking to your friends positively about your parents and what they did. And maybe make sure that you're spending time doing some of the things that indeed you know that you should be doing for them and on their behalf. And in particular, make sure if you have a situation where your parents are on limited income, I would make sure that you turn the record player around where part A was that side A was them providing for you. And then you have that point where you need to be ready to turn the record over and play the B side. That's where you are in support of them. You are doing more taking care of them. That's probably one of the better ways, financially as well as physically, that you can make sure that you are honoring them and that you are there for them and that you're honoring their wishes. I have one friend who was very comical in saying that she raised her son to know, don't put me in the nursing home. Well, I mean, those are definitely the wishes, and I'm hoping that that young man can honor those wishes. But regardless of whether you can or you can't, you want to make sure that you're honoring them and that you're prioritizing them and that you are in every way, shape, or form making sure that your parents, whether they're grandparents, whether they're step-parents, whether they're foster parents, or biological, that they're being taken care of. Father in heaven, thank you for this day. Thank you for the many blessings that you've given us. And Father, help us to meditate upon your scriptures in Exodus and Deuteronomy and Matthew and Ephesians as we note the advisement to honor our parents and figuring out the very best ways in which to do that. Help us to be everything that you would have us to be. Help us to say the things that you would have us to say. Help us to do the things that you would have us to do. And in carrying that out, we're hoping that whether we're in the seat of our cars already, whether we're already made it even to the corner of our cubicles, or whether we're still in our slippers, that we have prioritized giving you glory and honor in these various ways. In Jesus' name, we pray.